It's been almost 20 years since the first critical mass bike ride. The large public ride, part protest, part celebration, part advocacy, now takes place in more than 300 cities every month. The ride continues in the San Francisco Bay Area, where the first critical mass took place. But it spawned some offshoots, with smaller groups of participants and more focused goals. A group of African Americans in the city of Oakland have created a local biking crew as a means to address issues affecting their community. It's called Red Biking Green. They attract a lot of attention when they ride, and they're making a difference in the community. Making Contact's Alton Bird spoke with founders of Red Biking Green, Jenna Burton and Nick James.
Red Biking Green is essentially a collective of Black people riding bikes in the East Bay, mainly in Oakland and Berkeley. And what we do is build community, we promote health, sustainability, and it's just all about camaraderie and support.
I know that the three colors are symbolic. Maybe you can say a little bit more about that.
Right. Well, Red, Black, and Green is a play on the Pan-African colors, which are red, black, and green. And since we are about upliftment in the Black community, then it made sense to creatively come up with the name Red, Black, and Green.
You know, I love the idea that this is not a cycling team where everybody's in Lycra or spandex and have expensive bikes. It seems to be more of a great collection of everyday people, you know, getting together to have fun. The Oakland Yellow Jackets seem to be a more, professional cyclist group. But again, how is RBG different?
Red, Black, and Green is different in that, you know, we're about participation and not presentation. We really want anybody who has a bicycle to come out to the rides and really be a symbol of uplift and change in the Black community. We're that middle ground, whereas we're not trying to be the expert. We're just trying to bridge these beginners who really want to be a part of it but haven't found a space to do it. And I think that's why we have, you know, people from fixie bikes to beach cruisers to mountain bikes, you know, the whole nine. If you have a bike, come on and you can ride with us, because we're not about a particular type of biker. We want someone who's 66 to someone who's age 6.
I understand that some of the RBG rides were described as a Black critical mass. Why was there a need to create one?
Us really being downtown or being anywhere in Oakland really sends a message that we're here. You know, we're not invisible, and we're going to enjoy the city that we live in. So this Black critical mass becomes a symbol and becomes like a social sculpture, really like canvassing the city of Oakland. And that's why we call it a Black critical mass. Also, the notion of it excites folks, because it's been amazing the fact that people haven't really had a concept of just a regular bunch of African-American folks on bikes going through the city.
When you hear the term critical mass, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the predominantly white biking culture, especially in the Bay Area. We called it a Black critical mass because it was our way of saying that this activity doesn't necessarily have to be dominated by white people. It can be open to people of color, and it can be open to Black people.
Paint us a picture of a typical RBG ride.
Our rides are about 15 miles, and it'll take us about 2 hours to do 15 miles because the pace is super casual, and we wait for everyone. No one gets left behind. I mean, people come out on bikes that they found in their cousin's backyard, and so, you know, it's falling apart, and so we'll just stop and put the bike back together again and get on the road. And so it's always this community effort, and that's why it feels so good at the end of the ride, and it happens every single time. Like, it just pulls us closer and closer together.
I heard that Red, Bike, and Green has a three-point program comprising of health, economics, and the environment. And I'd like to explore those points right now. Health. Why was it important to address the issue of health?
I think it was the first thing that we thought about, given the state of health in the Black community. When I was teaching in West Oakland, the amount of asthma, there's a lot of respiratory issues, primarily because of the pollution in West Oakland, to dietary issues and lack of exercise, and there's even certain vitamin deficiencies from not even getting sunlight. With health, it was a no-brainer that we're suffering far more than any other ethnic group in this country. And if we don't do it through behavior and lifestyle changes, we're really going to continue to suffer.
Yeah, and you know what Nick said about asthma and about pollution in the air, and that touches on the environmental component of the three-point plan. And for the economic part, we had to watch it develop on its own. I mean, initially the idea was that bike riding is, it's pretty much free. I mean, once you make that initial investment in the bike, but after that, you're pretty much free to get around without worrying about the cost that you incur with any other mode of transportation. And so that was really important to me, because the Black community is suffering financially, and creating this bike culture, strengthening that in the Black community and offering that as an alternative and being empowering was something that was really, really important to us.
And we have someone who's a part of the collective, Brian Drayton, who creates programs where youth get to build bikes and then sell those bikes. And not only gives them an entrepreneurial spirit, but it changes their health because they're riding all the time and they're really a part of something. I think more programming like that needs to be in the city of Oakland, so youth can then be the precipice of change, where they're going to create the bike culture that's going to last for generations. So for me, I think the goal is to incorporate the youth as much as possible, but see what we can do programmatically so that youth have more access to bicycles and the development of bicycles.
Is there anything else people should know about your organization?
What I would like for people to know about Red Bike and Green is we are a group of Black cyclists that are really trying to enjoy the space that we live and inhabit. Born and raised in Oakland, I remember hundreds to almost 1,000 kids at Defremery Park every summer with a plethora of services that are now being cut. And it's really been harder to enjoy the city of Oakland. And we're going to have to really take it back on our own in terms of creating interesting programming and forms of recreation and leisure that gets people out enjoying themselves. And I think Red Bike and Green is a component of that. We're a part of that, trying to create spaces on our own, but no money, really providing something for people. And we're going to have that model to really make Oakland thrive of what can I do with my talent or idea that I have that can help others.
I've been speaking to Jenna Burton and Nick James, the founders of Red Bike and Green. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.